My first question for you would be to ask whether you send mail yourself frequently.
I send, thank you cards for Christmas and birthdays. They're usually horribly late, but I send at least maybe 5-7 cards a year.
Right. Did you say you send Christmas cards?
Yeah, Christmas, birthday, and thank you cards.
Right. Whenever I send thank you cards, I always, I put a wax seal on them and I go all out, stuff like that too. What's the most exciting thing that you've ever sent somebody?
Most exciting thing that I've ever sent somebody was probably when I was 9 years old. I had a pen pal from Tasmania, and I think I sent her they were figurines and little stamp cards of them. And I know it doesn't seem like much, but to think that they were all the way around the world. She was my first friend, so that really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Where is Tasmania anyway? Is it by Australia? Is that where that is?
It's in Australia. Where all the, Tasmanian devils and stuff are.
Right. So, let's talk about your poem, Trapped. It utilizes a villain elf form, or at least a loose adherence to that. It's using forms in general is very interesting to write poetry, and I think a lot of people just write a lot more free verse now. But why did you want to use the villanelle here? Did you have a reason for it, or was it just something that you said, I wanted to write a villanelle today?
Well, truth be told, Trapped was originally titled Manor House, and it was for a school assignment, and we had to use this form. And I didn't really see eye of my teacher, because she never liked this piece. So it's been kind of something I've worked on for a long time. And whenever there's a contest, I submit to see if I'll get picked. And this is a way for me to show that creative writing teacher that this actually was a good poem.
Oh, good. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I do like villanelles. The way that it circles back over and over again, I think it's a really strong image and sound companion to anything. And some poems really lend themselves to it and some don't. And I think this does. It's very interesting, especially with that title of Trapped. Now, kind of leading into that, in a way here, right? Here's a tough question. People outside English departments or in some poetry classes, some instructors are resistant. Some people are resistant to poetry. Why? I mean, any ideas why people would be so resistant to poetry as a form of expression?
I think it's because of the stereotype of poets. When a lot of people think of poets, they think of moody, starving artists that are going to die penniless on the street, and then their children will make a lot of money. Because their parents are dead, they can no longer create, and now it's finally of value. And people are afraid that if they become poets or even like that art style, that's what will happen to them. Their life will be meaningless until they find death.
Right. That's very true. You know, the way people view poets, and I feel like people view poets and poetry different than even novels and novelists. It's a completely different impact on go ahead.
Now, I feel like there's more of a chance for fame because you hear a lot more about novels being made into movies than poems.
That's certainly true. It is certainly true. But I think that poetry has found a home in this digital environment. I really do. You know, you could start a digital literary magazine one day and it could be huge the next. The internet has been a great place for poetry. But do you think that impact is it a positive impact that the internet has on poetry? Do you think people are still writing the same quality of poetry that T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound and all the greats have done, or now are we just pumping it out to get it published?
Well, that's a difficult question. actress.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is.
I think that's mostly a good thing because there's actually a way to get it heard and get it out there now. Because I don't think we can ever really go back to the time of T.S. Eliot, because I just don't think a real pen and paper publisher would publish a poem that epic when it's one of the less popular forms of literary entertainment at the time.
Right.
So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, obviously I do too. That's why we started this digital thing, the digital email list, to kind of have more of an impact. I want to print paper, but even I couldn't print a T.S. Eliot poem because I don't have the space. You know, it's similar. I guess my final question for you, you know, all good writers read other good writers. So what books or authors do you pull the most inspiration from? Why do you feel that?
Okay, this is going to make me sound like a moody former emo kid, but my favorite poet and of all is probably Edgar Allan Poe, and he's only seconded by T.S. Eliot.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, both of them have beautiful, beautiful language. And they find a way to tell both a story and a poem all at once. And even with T.S. Eliot, it's like his Wasteland. It's almost like it's divided up into chapters and telling you a story. And you can read it like in 100 different voices, all trying to say something different at once. And it's one of those poems that's still applicable today. As for Poe, well, there's something just beautiful about everything, because The Raven, it can almost be read like a short story, but it's a poem, and there's something that can be said about his work when he could barely spell it in his own day and time, and it's gone on to be something that almost everyone always reads for Halloween, and people will never forget, and that's kind of really inspirational.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Thank you.
It really does, and it's true. I mean, and it's becoming so prolific in our society. So yeah, I mean, even T.S. Eliot has been borrowed from when it comes to pop culture. So yeah, and I think that there's a huge point to that. It has a very large footprint, and that's inspirational.
Yeah, and I think things like poetry, since they're at more of a, they're not like really a visual medium unless you get into haikus and stuff, that there's actually something that you can sit and think about for a longer period of time. Because like with a movie or a TV show, you actually have to be physically there to, you know, think about it and see it and analyze it. But with a poem, you can memorize it and it can be with you forever.
That's certainly true. All right. You can quote television shows, but a poem, it seems to have more weight. I don't know why, but the movie Dead Poets Society came to mind when, you know, the former Robin Williams gets up on a desk.
My captain, oh my captain.
Right, right. The ability to quote poetry is certainly more powerful than it is to quote from a movie, almost.
Oh, so. Yeah, I've always felt poetry, it was translating raw feeling into emotion. Well, for a movie, it worries about feeling, too, and emotion, but a large part of it is focused on aesthetics, so something's lost there.
Well, I'd want to thank you for your time, and thank you so much for submitting. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Bye.